Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. We were talking about why so many people are walking away from a biblical worldview. And that is a scary thing. I think as Christian parents, we often think about that and we want to hold tight to our kids and we homeschool them because we want to give them Jesus. We want to point them to the cross. And it's the most terrifying thing for a Christian parent to think, oh, I've done all of this work. You know, I've trusted the Lord and then send them off to a university that may or may not teach them truth. And I want to park here for a minute because I want you to talk about the difference since you've taught in both secular and Christian universities. I know that not all Christian universities are created equal. Secular universities, we know what to expect from them. Secularism, right? We know to expect a secular worldview. Christian universities, oftentimes we just assume, well, they've got the Christian tag on them. And so therefore they must be a Christian university. And we had an experience back in April where my daughter and I went and visited a quote unquote Christian university. It was one that is very familiar to a lot of people. I will not give the name of it, but it was a university that a lot of people go to. It's quite large. And they brought us out there. They took us for a tour of the university and it was fantastic to see what a university was like. That was the first time Brooklyn had ever actually been on a university campus besides Bob Jones University, but to actually see in action what a university day looked like. And as we were learning more and more about this university and hearing from different people, we were in a big group of people. And I asked the question, I said, you know, do you require your professors to be believers? And they said, oh no, only our theology department. But no one, our other professors are not required to be believers. They don't have to sign a statement of faith or anything. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Neither do their students. And as we went on and they were talking about the different clubs and things that they had on campus, I said, so raise my hand again. I was kind of the, like, I'm going to ask all the questions because I really wanted to know these things. And I said, you know, so you have all of these clubs and things that support the student body. I said, and I asked it in a way that I didn't want them to know where I stood on it because I wanted them to be honest about the answer. I said, do you host clubs like, you know, LGBTQ and things like that? And they said, oh, yeah. Those are student-led clubs, but we allow those on campus. And went on to say, and we also have what's called an inclusive lounge. And this inclusive lounge was for all students. And like you said, it's for the Christians, but it's also for the LGBT community and the Muslims and the Mormons and the atheists and everybody, and it's where everybody can come together and they can feel loved and accepted and welcomed. And I was like, what is happening? And we walked away from that tour so discouraged. And both my daughter and I just said, this is definitely not for us. But I was heartbroken because I thought this is a university that is a very Christian labeled university that most people would think if they send their children there, they are going to get taught a biblical worldview. And that is absolutely not the case there. It might be in some classes, maybe, but the majority of classes, that's not the case unless they're in the theology department. So I know that that's a long story, but I want you to talk through that because as those of us who have high schoolers and even middle school kids, as we're looking to their future and looking to where they may go to school, may continue their education after our homeschool, what have you seen in the world of universities, both secular and Christian? And why is it dangerous to just say, okay, Christian university, let's go there?
Yeah, you have to do your homework because like your story shows there are this, and I mentioned this in our last podcast together, we are in a reality war. And Christianity is failing miserably.
Yeah.
They're failing because what they've given into is the secular idea that your religion is fine in its place, but you need to make room, the syncretistic idea that your worldview can't be one thing, it has to be many things. So you have to add appreciation for sin. You have to add acceptance of sin. You have to add even this some approval of sin. Right. Otherwise, you're a bigot, you're not loving, and all those sort of things. And what we find is that, you know, you can have all the clubs you want, you can have the best Christian band come you want, you can have Trump come and speak, you can have all these things happen that make you sound like the most conservative place in the world. But if biblical worldview work is not happening in the classroom, mm-hmm. whether you're taking an English course, a math course, a history course, any course, you should be able to have biblical worldview work being done. Because what biblical worldview work does is it forces you to think critically. In other words, you have to trace your beliefs. Here's a belief that I have about history. Here's a belief I have about math. How do I trace that back to know that that belief, that fact or belief, whatever you want to call it, actually traces back to my ultimate authority, God's word? I mean, that's what no one wants. People are right. fond of God's word. They think it's wonderful, but they don't see it as the authority that interprets all of life. They don't. And they don't like that idea. And that's why, you know, even Rosaria Butterfield is coming out with a new book pretty soon. Should be out by now. About the lies the church has accepted. She told me, she said, if you have a university, a Christian university, and you have clubs for LGBTQ students, you've already lost the battle. Even yeah. if you're just trying to be nice. She said, all you're really doing is you're creating a dating parlor for them. And you are adding to the frustration and the sin that they are in. And so you have to stand, and you have to be willing to sacrifice something.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.